I got to apologize to our next guest because I just blasted him on a little text message here. So, we had Matthew call up Eric Lindy, our next guest, and he said, it's going to write to voicemail, automated voicemail. So I, you know, blasted off a little text and find out that I wrote the wrong number down for Eric. So it's I'm sorry, dude.
I was going like, what?
Well, you know, I can't think of the name Eric Lindy or you know, picture you without thinking of Springers. They're coming. I mean, we're already seeing them here and there. I mean, are they early? What's the deal, brother?
I don't know. You know, I think the analogy of the bell curve is what does it for me. You know, if you start seeing them caught early in the season in good numbers like we did last year, you're going to have a pretty good run. And you know, conversely, the other way, the one year that they said we were going to have a ton of them and they didn't show up, they weren't showing up early in the season, and you know, it gets to be into April and you're not catching fish, it's not a good sign. So I think this just bodes for a great run. I really do. I'm excited about it.
Eric, you know, every year we got to kind of change our what we do with water conditions. Last year we had tons of water and, you know, it seemed like rain every day. How do you change your approach on whether the water's high or low or where you fish or how you fish? How do you approach that whole deal?
Yeah, boy, this one's shaping up to be good. I mean, if we get a run like we did, this could be, you know, this could be like 2001 good. I mean, also they'll cut us off before it gets to that point. But in that low water, I'll troll cover water. In that high water, basically, I anchor up close to the bank, try to find some kind of an attack point. I found a wing jetty last year in that high water. It was a Saturday. There was a million boats out there, and I kept looking at this one wing jetty and just kept going, gosh darn that. And I graphed it out and knew what the lay of the land was underneath of it, and it paid off for me that day. I did really well that day, and it was actually a tough day on the river. And you just got to kind of find points where they got to swim through, and in that heavy, heavy current, of a big flow, they're going to be right tight to the bank and sucking up around points and current breaks in the river. But in this low water we got going here, I think it's going to be a troll show. I really do.
And that's my favorite way to catch them. I mean, you turned me on last year to a pretty good anchor drop spot, and you basically just talked me right into the spot while I'm on the cell phone. It was just too. It was too murky to troll, and I mean, anytime. I mean, that's one of your reading water rules right there. If you got high visibility, you can make a high speed presentation. If you have low visibility in the river, you got to slow it down. So if you got the chance to troll for them, you're gonna encounter much more fish. Eric, is that your read on the situation, isn't it?
Yeah, you're just covering ground, putting it's a, you know, the common theory with salmon. I mean, you just cover more ground unless they're all congregated up in one area. You know, like at the mouth of a river or some area or a current break in the ocean or somewhere they're all at, that's great. You can kind of camp on them. But boy, in the Columbia, you basically get waves of these fish. You get you got to hope you're in that section of river where there's, you know, 500 fish, give it from the interstate bridge to, you know, some point downriver. You want to be in that section. If there isn't, and you troll it, pound it, you can either wait for that tide change, that high tide change, or you can run down river and try to get in front of some new fish. And that's kind of how I work it. I troll and cover ground, and if we're not getting bit, I pick up and move.
Eric, how soon will you start targeting Springer? What will be your first trip that you book this year to target Springers?
Right now on the books, real trip, pan trip is March 10th right now that I got on the books, but I got payback trips and buddy trips starting here the second week of February. I just get, you know, like everybody else, you get cabin fever, just want to go out and do it.
I'm going to be one of those buddy trips, too. I'm going to get down at Eric's boat. We had one of the most smoking days last year because, you know, these fish showed up late last year. And so into May was some of the best fishing. I completely think there's going to be the reverse situation this year. We've already got one over Bonneville.
I think it was two, actually. I'm not really splitting hairs with you.
No.
I thought it was two.
You know, I'm looking at it and I see one, and the latest read says it does say two. Okay, so great. You're right. They're two. It doesn't take much for us spring Chinook anglers, man. show me a crooked number over Bonneville. I'm all fired up. That works for me. But also, you heard of a couple in the Cowlitz, and you heard one down on Meldrum Bar earlier this week, Eric.
Well, actually, it was even earlier than this. It's been 2 weeks ago up at Meldrum Bar. It's bar none. They weighed it at Fisherman's. It was an 18-pounder. Mm. I mean, that's a for sure kill. I mean, that's a and now I guess there's a line in there. But, yeah, there's some coming. I mean they're coming. I mean, nobody – you don't know how many guys are out there trolling that river right now that they aren't telling anybody, you know.
No, I hear you.
Spring Chinook fishermen don't share a lot of secrets, so it's kind of tough that way. You don't hear a lot of the fish that are being caught. But the ones I heard on the Cowlitz, it was Terry Rudnick. I'll out him right now.
That a boy.
I saw him when I was up in Olympia here about a week ago, so he gave me that report.
That's, you know, I like that. That's good news. All right. Spring Chinook means Spring Chinook Seminar time, and of course, we've got our annual Outdoor Emporium Spring Chinook Seminar, the 25th, so not that 3 weeks, buddy, 3 weeks.
Yeah, Eric, I know, looking forward to it.
Yeah, so come on down, the last Saturday in February, Eric Lindy, myself, and of course, our friend Rich Mercado, we're covering three different aspects of the Columbia River fishery. Come on down, of course, there'll be lots of, you know, the famous Outdoor Emporium, smoked hot dogs and the whole thing. It's going to kick off about 9 o'clock. And of course, there'll be tons of tackle deals. Come on down. Free Copenhagen for the kiddies, as always, you know, so keep everybody happy.
He's Eric. Yeah, there you go.
There we go. He's Eric Lindy. Lindy's Guided Sport Fishing. Buddy, I appreciate it. We will be in touch. And I promise not to send you a nasty text when I think you're dogging us out on an interview again.
So. No. I was sitting here waiting.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you soon, partner. See you, man.
All right, bye-bye.
Eric Lindy, one of my favorite people. Have you ever jumped in his boat before?
No, I never have, but I've known him for a long time, and good guy.
Yeah,
and really good reputation.
99% of what I know on the Columbia comes right from that guy. I mean, he's just, you know, he's an ace on that fishery. He's passionate about it. Of course, you can learn a few buoy 10 tricks from that particular gentleman as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, he's one of the real stud fishermen down there, kidding. No doubt.
Yeah, without question.